Welcome back to Rogue Podcast. I'm your host, Kiara, and I'm really, really, really excited for this episode. I don't want to take too much of your time. I'm going to try and get straight to the point. Last week, I was going to drop an episode, but life happens. Plans change. God's plans change. So I had a very hectic week last week because we had a youth conference on Friday the entire weekend. And it was so amazing. I'm gonna talk a little bit about it, but I'm not gonna get too deep into it. God has been working so heavily within our youth ministry, within our ministry in general, within myself. And sometimes you come to like a slow season, you come to a stop with things. So I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about that. But before anything, let's just bow our heads wherever we are at and just let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to be able to tune in and listen to this episode. Lord, I just pray that in this episode, you are able to pour out what you have to pour out, God, that the Holy Spirit just speaks, that the Holy Spirit moves, God, that it's less of me and more of you, that this platform is yours and yours alone, God. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to be able to sit behind a mic, to be able to pour into others, Lord. And I just continue to pray that you continue to pour into me, Father, that every day, every moment we wake up, every season of our lives, Lord, that we understand that they are seasons, that they are temporary things, that the temporary things are not forever. So God, in this episode, I ask of you, Lord, that you just speak through me to someone, Lord, that this episode resonates, that it's able to be an episode that just launches people into the next season of their life. So thank you, God, for giving me this opportunity. You have been so great. You've been so merciful. You are so gracious, God, and that I pray that you continue to do that for others, that the same love, the same power that you have over me, that you have poured in me, Lord, that it is able to be poured into others. Because we understand and we know that you are a God who loves his children. You are a God who is so faithful. So thank you for what you're doing, and we just ask that you continue to keep on doing what you do best. In your name we pray, amen. Amen. So, like I said, I want to go straight to the point. Let me open up my iPad here. I really don't have a title for this episode, so Holy Spirit, you got that. But I do want to talk about the Lord's direction, and sometimes where he's taking us can seem a little bit confusing. And sometimes it just seems like you don't know where you're going, and then you kind of bash yourself. And I have found myself, if this is a podcast that is transparent, I have found myself in that season where sometimes I'm like, God, I don't know where I'm going. And lately, most recently, I'm like, God, you have taken me so far, continue to take me far, but I don't know where I'm currently walking right now, and I need you to realign my steps. And that is the most vulnerable thing that you can actually ask the Lord, and most honest thing that you can ask from the Lord is, God, I don't know what I'm doing right now. And sometimes we think that the direction that we're walking is the direction that is the will of God. But when we step out of the will of God, we have to stay out of the will of God. And I've said this before in my episode, I think on my Instagram. Let that soak in for a moment. I'm like talking on speed right now. But like I said, when we step out of the will of God, we have to stay out of the will of God. And by that I mean, God has a perfect will for us. God has a plan for us, and he has the ultimate purpose in our lives. He knows the plans that he has for us, and it says that in the word. And sometimes when we think that, let me get this clear, many of us have gotten word, or the Lord has spoken to us, or we've gotten people who've prayed over us and they've given us a word, and sometimes we take those words and we run with it. And it's like the Lord is just either giving you a reminder, or he's just trying to clear up your direction over things that you've prayed for. And a lot of the time when somebody prays for you, it tends to be in the purpose of clarity. So I want to talk about a couple of things. And for myself, like I said, you know, it has been hard. There's been moments where I kind of question and I'm like, God, but like you said this, like you said you were going to do this in my life. And like, why haven't I still seen it? And that's where we want to get ahead of God. And when we get ahead of God, that's when we step out of the will. So this episode is really to kind of remind us to stay within the will of God, but understand, give us clarity, give us direction. Lord, I just ask that, you know, I'm able to see what you have in store for me, see the things that you have planned for me, and don't allow me to see a blurry future. And a lot of us, we, including myself, I am a planner, and I've talked about this before. I am such a planner. I have, obviously it's like ideas and things like that of like when I want to be married or when I want to have children, or, and I think many of us can say that, especially women, when we're in relationships, we're always like, I want to be engaged by 2 years of being in a relationship, or I want to get married at so and so age, or I want to get this car by this month, I want to move out at this time. And although that's great and we should have a plan for our lives, because we also don't want to, God is a God of order and we need to have a plan for our lives, but then there's also the plan that God has for our lives. So how do we align the plan that we have and the plan that God has? And a lot of it has to do with direction. Where are you going and where are you walking? You cannot grow. Let me backtrack. A plant cannot grow if it is not watered. And sometimes when we are planted, we think that we are buried. But what if it's God allowing us to grow? So in different seasons of our lives, we kind of think, or we come to a point where there's like a halt in our lives and we're like, okay, God, I have no clue what we're doing. I have no clue what I'm doing. And I have found myself in that moment of my life where I'm kind of like, all right, God, what next? What do I do next? I don't know where to move from here. And sometimes God just wants us to dive deeper and get closer with him. And it has nothing to do with the next season of our lives. Sometimes we think, okay, well, I'm at this point. Maybe this means that I should go and do this in my life to like shift what's happening and what's going on. And God will completely flip our lives upside down and tell us, no, that is not what I am telling you to do right now. I need you to get closer to me. And once you get closer to me, once you get in your word, once you start praying, you do hear the Lord. And sometimes we think that it's just hearing the Lord through like an audible voice where, okay, God, I'm praying and I'm waiting to hear you. But I have found that a lot of my revelations have come through the word of God, getting into my word, getting into reading books that are going to fill me, that are going to pour life into me. And not just books, but also the book, the Bible, we need to be getting into. And sometimes we think, okay, God, well, you said that this is what's going to happen. Yet many of us, because I have found myself in seasons like this, we think, okay, God is telling me to do this and God is telling me to go here, yet I'm not in my word, yet I'm not praying. So it's knowing when and how to move. And if God is telling us no, that is not for you, learning how to be okay with that. So let me get into my notes, because I have a lot of notes and I don't want to miss anything. So number one is clear direction. Asking the Lord for clear direction, plain and simple. The most plain and simple things. We ask God, you know, give me a clear direction, and it's black and white in our faces, especially when it comes to the word. If it's saying love your neighbor as you love yourself, if the word, this is just an example, if the word is saying love your neighbor as you love yourself, that is plain and simple. There is no way around it. Okay, that's clear direction. Then we go into cloudy direction. praying for the Lord to clear up our direction. Again, we need to pray, we need to fast, we need to get in our word. The things are going to clear up when you start getting into your word, and now the Lord is revealing things to you. It is not trying to seek it through Instagram posts or through your favorite preacher, through your favorite speaker. All those things are great. They are great. And there's been many times where I've opened up my phone and I've asked the Lord, God, give me something. And the Lord has spoken through an Instagram post, or the Lord has spoken through a pastor that came up on my For You page. Like, there are divine, appointments and things that you need to see to be able to realign your steps. But that is not what we should lean on. That is not the only source of the Lord that we should lean on. So praying, fasting, reading your word, and then confirm direction. Confirm direction complements the word of God. There's an unexplainable favor and reoccurring confirmation and grace. And I was studying and listening to this podcast at the same time, and I got these last four bullet points from this podcast and amazing preacher. And this really hit me, because a lot of the times we want to know, okay, God, how do I know I'm moving in the right direction? And a lot of the time it's the right direction is going to complement the word. I know that I'm moving in the will of God when the word complements what I'm doing. If I am treating people a certain way and I'm moving in a direction and I'm not treating them well, know that you're not moving in the right direction. Why? Because the word doesn't back that up. Your actions need to be backed up by the word. Next, there's an unexplainable favor. There have been so many times, so many times where I am like, wow, God, how am I here? How am I standing in this season of my life? There's an unexplainable favor, things that you cannot even things that you cannot explain. There's been times where I'm like, God, I don't know where the strength is coming from, but I know that it's you and you alone. Unexplainable. And then the next one is reoccurring confirmation. The Lord is going to confirm time and time again when you are moving in the right direction. But you need to be able to, which I'm going to talk about this a little bit. You need to be able to discern whether it is coming from God or whether it's not. Because sometimes we want to fit things into a puzzle that it's not necessarily meant for that puzzle. It's a puzzle piece. You know, picture you doing a puzzle. Like, I think everybody has done a puzzle in their life at least once. And you have a missing puzzle piece, and there's a whole other box of puzzles, and you take one out of that puzzle and you try to put it into that puzzle that you just did. It's not going to fit because it was not meant for that. And sometimes that's what we want to do with our lives. We want to fit these pieces into our lives to make us feel good, to make us feel like we're doing something, to make us feel like we're walking in the right direction. And the Lord is saying, that is not where I need you. That is not where I want you. And God is plain and simple. I will say that. God is plain and simple. Get straight to the point. He does not play games. He has humor, but he does not play games. So stop trying to fit a puzzle piece in your life that is not meant for you to fit. And when the Lord is calling you to do something, the Lord will make it plain and simple. Plain and simple. He will make it loud and clear. And then there's a grace over our lives. God is so gracious. He's so patient. He's so loving. And that's a whole other subject. But yes, there is a grace over our lives. I'm not going to get into that because, like I said, I don't want it to be too long. But God doesn't give you a different direction if you haven't had past obedience. Oh, this is so important. If you have not walked in obedience in the past, the Lord will not give you another direction. I've learned this with a couple of things in my life. And one thing that the Lord has really, one thing that God has said to me this entire year was, thank you for your obedience. In seasons where we want to move a different way, where we want to step out and we want to act out and we want to receive justice in certain parts of our lives, and the Lord is telling you to stay still, be still, know that I am God, and you wait patiently, the Lord sees your obedience, but he will not bless what he hasn't blessed us with. So, and by that I mean, like, let me break that down, because I just said a lot right now. God is not going to bless something that he hasn't ordained. He will not bless something that he hasn't ordained. When you walk outside, like I said, when you step outside of the will, you have to stay out of the will. When you step out of the obedience, he is not going to bless what you do. He is not going to bless how you move. And sometimes, I mean, when we do ask for God, confirm this, I need confirmation in this area, there are times where God has confirmed things for us. We just don't like what he's confirming. So that's a whole other subject, but we have to be okay with what God is saying and how God is speaking to us and move according to that, because like the word says, he knows the plans that he has for you and his will is always perfect. Although it may hurt and the season may be confusing, you need to step outside of your own fleshly desires and your own mind and step into the things that God has for you. Next, you know when you force something, it wounds you. If you have to force something, if you have to force a specific position in leadership, if you have to force starting a podcast, if you have to force getting a specific car, if you have to force something, stop what you're doing, because that is not in the will of God. If you have to force something, it is going to wound you. It is going to hurt you. And I heard something that says, rocks don't stop rivers. And that hit me so hard, because sometimes the rocks in our lives are not just people. They're also things. And when God is telling you to move somewhere, those rocks in your life are not going to stop the overflow of God. The things in your life that are stopping you and that are keeping you in a hole, that are temporary things, are not going to stop the overflow that God has in your life. So when God is trying to move and he's trying to keep doors shut and trying to, and you keep trying to pry them open, trust and believe, you're going to hurt from it. There will be wounds that are going to open, that are going, either they reopen, they are going to cause a lot more damage than needed. And it's because you want something and not what God wants for you. And when you want something, I'm that type of person too. When I want something, I will go get it. When I want something, I will go get it. My mom says that I am a very strong-willed, female. But it's, God created me very bold, and it's a blessing and a curse sometimes. So I will be very bold in my faith. I will share about my faith, absolutely. But sometimes it gets me in trouble, and we have to be aware of, honestly, like, in the best way possible, doing too much. We cannot do too much. We cannot do too much with the Lord, okay? Because when he tells you no, it's no. So, yeah, let me continue. So how do we know something is not, how do we know that God's hand is not where something is? Or how do we know God's hand is not on something? There is prolonged confusion. Sometimes we prolong the things that, sometimes we prolong processes that we don't need to prolong. Sometimes we prolong seasons that we don't need to prolong. and God is calling us to step out, and we need to step out, and we continue sitting there. And it's, and one thing is, you know, I've shared this before, is God does sit with us in our suffering, but he doesn't allow us to stay there. And he sits with us in our hurt, he sits with us in our pain, but he's not going to allow you to stay there. When God tells you, all right, it's time to get up, he's a very gentle God, he's a gentleman, he's going to ask you before he enters. But once you have given him that room, he's not going to allow you to stay there. So don't we prolong these processes, and God is telling us to move, God is telling us to go, or God is telling us to stay, and we again open up these wounds that are unnecessary. Then there's constant tiredness. Ooh, this one, constant tiredness. I have found myself very tired, and I have had to ask the Lord, why am I tired like this? Why am I emotionally exhausted? I'm gonna be real. Why am I emotionally exhausted? And it's things that, obviously, you know, I've taken this into prayer, and I'm asking the Lord for more clarity and revelation in this. But sometimes it does have to do with the will that we have for us, and stepping outside of that and being obedient in those things. When the Lord is telling me, you're not tired physically, you're tired emotionally, you're tired spiritually, I need you to rest and find rest. And the only place we're going to find rest is in the Lord. Again, that's another subject that I'm not going to get into, because I will go down a rabbit hole. The next one is, godly counsel gives us warnings. I have, so one of my spiritual mamas, she came up last week for this conference, and we had a conversation about, they're from Jersey. We had a conversation about a season in my life, and she told me, she's like, yeah, no, like that I wanted to warn you, but I couldn't. And I was joking with her, and I was like, girl, you should have told me, like, what the heck, I could have avoided XYZ. And she was like, no, because the Lord had much more for you, and the Lord had to actually, you know, I was going to go into a process, is what she said. And that really stuck with me, because sometimes we want to avoid certain things in our lives, and we do have the people around us. And if you don't, please pray and ask the Lord to give you direction on who you need counsel from, because not everybody who has a title or a position is good counsel. Let me make that clear. Not everybody who has a title is good counsel. You need wise counsel. You need someone who's going to check on you, who's going to check you, who's going to put you in your place, who's going to tell you, I don't think that's the things of the Lord, or I think that's just your opinion, or no, you need to get up and you need to move. So that was a parenthesis. But that really stuck with me, because sometimes, many, many, many times, as Christians or just as humans, we want to avoid certain things in our lives, but they're the things that form us, they are the things that shape us. Again, do not prolong it, but they are things that shape us. So having those correct positions and those correct people in your life is going to save you a ton of time, because they're wiser than us, and they have gone through it. And sometimes it's not even, and let's be very clear, wise counsel is not people who are 56 years old. Okay, sometimes my parents are senior pastors, and I love the fact that we have a lot of elders in our church that respect the position that my parents have. And they have so much love for them, and they honor them, and they when they're talking to people, they're like, yeah, those are my pastors. And I love the way that, and this is in many churches, but I love the way that people honor them even when they are older than my parents. And it goes to show that wisdom does not come from necessarily age, because I know some 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds that are very wise. They're still young. I've had conversations with children where they're wise kids. They're smart. They know what they're talking about. And just be very, very, very careful not to mix the two, because there are some people, and I have had even friends, my own friends, who have given me wise counsel. I'm not saying to just lean on that, but I am saying that not everybody is wise. Not everybody knows what they're talking about. Not everybody's being led by the Spirit, especially being within the church and growing up in the church, just seeing the broad spectrum of, there are some people that, yes, they're Christian and they serve the Lord, does not mean that they are being led by the Lord. Again, we are human. We are flawed. We are not perfect. We are imperfect beings being perfected by the perfect God. So, yeah, that was my spiel. I'm going to move on because I'll stay there. And one more reason on how we know that God's hand is not on something is there is a constant rerouting. God is continuously rerouting you because you continue to step into places that you do not belong in. One thing that I had asked for the Lord at the beginning of this year was, God, redirect my steps when there's places that you do not want me in. Whether it's places that I'm being rejected in, whether there's places that are not, your presence is not in, whether there's places where I am in danger spiritually, mentally, emotionally, Lord, redirect my steps. And sometimes it's not even a physical place. It can even be a mental place. It can even be a mental state. Especially in like I have shared before, you know, dealing with depression, and the Lord setting me free from that, and still, you know, navigating and healing from certain things, because there were certain habits that I had picked up. When you are dealing with mental health, that the Lord does need to deliver you from. So even when it does come to, whether it's mental health or in person or whatever the case is, just asking God to remove you from situations that you do not belong in. And sometimes it's even removing friendships, it's removing relationships, it's removing people, it's removing situations, it's removing career paths. It's a constant, it's really knowing whether God needs you there or he doesn't. We are humans, and the Lord does use us as vessels, but we are not Jesus to be saving people. Only Jesus Christ can do that for us. Only the power of the Holy Spirit, the divine intervention of the Holy Spirit, can do that for people. We are just a bridge. We are just a vessel. We are not Jesus himself. Let's not get that mixed up. Something that I wrote down was, don't spend your whole life in a famine, because your whole life you got accustomed to pig's pens when God was trying to get you to come home for years. Jerry Flowers said this. So good. Don't spend your whole life in a famine because your whole life you got accustomed to a pig's pen when God was trying to get you to come home for years. As a pastor's kid, I will say from my own personal experience, as a pastor's kid, you are seen by all, known by all, and you are in a specific light. And when it says, when he said, when God was trying to get you to come home for years, I have seen, like I said, I'm known by all, seen by all. So I see everything too. I know a lot of things too. And not in like an exposing type of way. I just seen a lot of things in my life, and I've seen how much even with myself, at one point I was so used to a certain way, or I saw God a specific way because I didn't know who he really was. And when God was calling me home, it was a scary thing. And when he was trying to build that relationship with me, I saw him, and I've shared this before, I saw him as a figure that would reprimand me, or that would be disappointed in me. And sometimes it's really scary because, one, we tend to picture God as man, and when we do that, we cause a strain in our own relationship with God. And I had someone this week tell me that I need to stop seeing God like he's upset with me, or that he's disappointed in me because I didn't do this, 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 and this. And it's so true, is we see God as this like scary figure, and he's not. He is loving, he is gentle, he is genuine, he is honest. And I've been, like I said, I was so used to seeing God a certain way. And I got accustomed to certain things previously to the Lord doing his work in me. I got accustomed to certain things, and I stayed in a specific place mentally. And I've seen how people do this too within the church, is that they stay in a position just because they're used to something. Some people stay in places, some people stay in positions because they're so used to toxic behaviors. They're so used to their own toxic behaviors. They're so used to people doing things a certain way, and they stay in a position because that's what they're comfortable with. And when God is calling us out from that, we need to move out from that. So then trust that when God says no, it's because he said yes somewhere else. I love this because I have, again, personal experience. I have asked the Lord, God, what do you want me to do in this season? Should I move here? Should I do this? Should I do that? And I wanted to move out of the state so many times, and God continues to say no. And I know that no is no, not right now. God, you hear me? But right now, it's a no from God. Not because I'm gonna go and move somewhere else and then I'm gonna fall off the things of the Lord. Because what I want to do is good, but not everything that I want to do may be beneficial. It's like what the word says. Not everything is bad, but not everything is beneficial. So I want to do good things. I want to move for bigger opportunities or bigger plans, but the Lord has plans here where I am. So I need to understand that it's not because he doesn't want better for me. It's not because he's trying to be unfair, or he's trying to hurt me, or he's trying to make me feel bad about myself. It's because there's a yes somewhere else. God has a yes somewhere else. He has better for me. He has more for me. So I need to be still, be patient, and know that what he's doing now is where he needs me to be. What he is doing now in your life is where he needs you to be. If the Lord is drawing you closer to him, if he is pulling you closer into him, that's where you need to be. You need to be more in his presence. If there's a relationship that ended, you need to be more in his presence. If there's friendships that needed to be severed, you need to be more in his presence. Why? Because he's opening a way, and he's making a way so that what he has for you is greater than what you wanted and what you desired. Breath. He's not saying no because he's punishing you or he doesn't like you. This just isn't what you're called for. There are things and plans that we want for us, for ourselves. And sometimes we think that we are meant to do a specific thing. I was having a conversation with someone, and I was telling them about, you know, sometimes like when there's people that are newer Christians, and this is not to discourage anybody, because I think this is also great that you are so on fire for God. But I've noticed growing up in this, I've noticed how when there are new Christians, they're so on fire for God instantly. Again, which is not a bad thing. We just need to be aware that we cannot start acting like Pharisees. And sometimes we want to be in certain positions, or we want to get certain things, or we want to get, and again, it's good things, but it's knowing there's a timely manner for things, and that we are not in a rush to do these good things, that we miss the mark of what God is actually doing in our lives. Because when there is a transformation, when there is a restoration, God is not a God who finishes. Like, he doesn't do things half done. He's going to complete it. God completes the full thing. It's like, think of it as like, the city's not too far from me. It's like literally 10 minutes. When a new building is being constructed, they start from the foundation, then they put all the beams, they put all the walls, and then they put the sheetrock, and then they put everything else, and they continue to do that as high as they need to go. If you start with a foundation and then you put the sheetrock, things are not going to work, because there are things that need to happen in order. And on top of that, there's a certain form, there's a certain way that you need to do these things so that you can have this building that stands properly. But the building needs to be completed before anybody comes into to the space. So this is what God does to our lives. Sometimes he needs to start from ground zero. I've had this year, I will say this year, the Lord broke me. Actually, it actually started last year. The Lord broke me to ground zero. He literally ripped up every single part of me to start reconstructing me and start, you know, reforming my character, rebuilding who I am. And it started from the ground. Therapy, and I always share this, therapy was my ground zero. I had to dig very deep into my character. I had to dig very deep into my past. I had to dig deep into the things that at one point in my life were causing a lot of harm, not realizing that those wounds were still being affected later on in my life. And my, like I said, therapy was my ground zero. So doing that and entering into that process, it literally started to, the Lord started working from the inside out. Inside out, inside out, inside out. And he started pruning me. He started ripping things out of me that he's like, all right, this doesn't belong here anymore. This only served this purpose in your life. This isn't for you anymore. And now I'm going to start pouring the new in you. And when we talk about dying to ourselves, when we talk about dying to our own desires, to our own fleshly desires, that is part of the process. Dying to ourselves, saying, Lord, make me more like you, is one of the most dangerous prayers, because he's like, okay, he starts tearing, he starts ripping us apart, he starts, and it hurts. It is a painful process. It is a very painful process, but it is so worth it when you walk with God in it, because when you walk with God, you are favored by God. So where was I went off course here. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, so know that when God is calling you for something, and it is a great calling, or he's calling you for a specific task, he first needs to work in here. There needs to be a pruning in here. And the pruning process, it is hurtful. It is harmful. It hurts in the moment, but it is not too harmless. Let me rephrase that. It's not to harm us, it's only to push us out further. Pray for discernment, because not everybody can discern what God's favor, when God's favor is not on that or for them. Like I said, praying for that discernment, the Lord will give it to you. And when you discern the things of the Spirit, you know when the hand of God is on something, when you know the Holy Spirit is moving in something. I've had conversations with people sometimes, and they're godly women, godly men, but the conversations can be coming from an emotional place, or the advice can be coming from an emotional place. I need to be able to discern whether that is from God or if it's coming from opinion. I had a friend once tell me, and we were having a conversation about our parents, all good things, because I know my mom watches and my parents watch my episodes, so all good things, they're great people. It wasn't anything bad, but we were talking about just how we have to be able to discern, and this goes to any relationship or friendship or whatever. We have to be able to discern whether something is coming from faith or if it's coming from fear. And sometimes our parents can kind of tell us, no, I don't want you to do this because I went through that in my past experiences, or I dealt with this before. And I think that's a universal experience that we've had, that our parents tell us not to do something because they went through it and we don't want you to go through it too. And sometimes God is calling us to step out of generational patterns. Many times, let me be clear with that. God is calling us to step out of certain things. And although it may not look good to the eyes of the people around us because of their familiarity with it, we have to be able to know and discern whether God is calling us to do so. But that's just an example. We can take that into a general context. But there are some people in the Bible that I do want to refer to when God said no. And I think that that's what the title might be. When God says no. But David was a king of Israel, asked God to build a temple, but God said no. David had asked God to build a temple, but God said no. Paul, he asked God to remove a thorn from his flesh, but God said no. However, God promised Paul grace instead of removing the thorn. Jesus asked God to remove the cup of suffering from him the night before he died on the cross, but God said no. Moses, God told Moses that he would not be allowed to lead the Israelites to the promised land because Moses struck a rock instead of speaking to it. Saul, God rejected Saul because Saul rejected God's words. Some people say that God's answers to requests are often no or wait because God has a better plan in mind. God's plans may not look like what we expect or desire. Know that when God says no, it's not necessarily because there is something greater or there is something better. Although, yes, we need to understand that God's plans are always going to be greater, but sometimes a no might be no, not right now. And like I said, being able to discern that, being able to know when God says it's time for you to move and it's time for you not to move, or prolonging things, being aware of these things will help us and lead us into the right direction and where God wants us. The sun is shining. It is shining. But anyways, so like I said, when it came to, my personal experiences lately, just reminding myself that God needs me where I am, and right now being at the feet of Jesus is actually the best position that you can be in. Being at the feet of God is the best position that you can be in. Why? Because when you're at the feet of Jesus, that is just a sign of surrender. And Lord, I don't know where I'm going, but you align and you guide my every step. So I pray that everybody listening to this episode, because this, I was on a run for this one and I might have to make a couple changes, but just know that God's no is not to harm us. God's no is to launch us into the next season of our lives. And when we are hesitant of that, and we are hesitant and we kind of want to push God into something that is not meant for us, or we push God out of the timing of God, that's where confusion lies. That's where the enemy creeps in. That's where he takes us, and he tries to confuse us, and he misleads us. And we need to get all of our thoughts, hold them captive, and submit them to God. So, like I said, I don't want to take too much of your time. I love y'all so, so, so much. A few announcements. I am soon going to be having another guest. I'm soon gonna be having another guest. There's a list of people that I have, and I need to hurry it up because it's been a minute. But there's things in the works, and I cannot believe it's already November. Like, that's actually insane to me. But there's some things that I'm asking, or I'm praying for the Lord to open up these doors for the next year, because there's a lot, and this will be a testimony later on in this podcast. But there are things that the Lord has spoken over, and I'm just asking for God to open up those doors when he needs them to be opened, and some exciting things. So just stay tuned for everything. I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for the support. If you feel led to bless this ministry, click the link down below in my, sorry, I almost said Instagram. I'm so used to saying Instagram. In my YouTube description. And if you don't, I always welcome prayers, and I would really, really, really appreciate for you to continue to pray for this podcast, and that it just continues to reach people and bless others. And yeah, I love y'all. Have an amazing and blessed weekend. Bye.